For a second, please.
You mean that crate you're standing on?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Jerry, I need crisp shots to the tympani, like you're striking a lover's rump. Hard enough to raise a welt, yet soft enough that it leaves no permanent scar that might be used against you in a court of law. Understand?
All too well.
Good. Ta 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 ta. Watch the baton. It's like a sheep. It jumps the fence and goes to sleep. Got it? Do it. Damn it. Jerry, put the mallet down. Put the mallet down and never touch them again. But you're out of the orchestra, Jerry. I'm sorry.
Well, what about the Tri-County Musical Championship?
Oh, maybe we have a shot now that you're gone. Look, that's it for today, people. We'll pick it up tomorrow where Peter is mauled by the wolf. 10 a.m. sharp, people. Except for you, Jerry. I'd like to see you at a quarter after never.
Joffrey? Jerry, who taught you how to play violin?
This?
No, Jerry. This.
Oh, the stringy paddle?
Yes, Jerry, the stringy paddle.
I've never played before. Did I do good?
You did better than good, Jerry. You did gooder.
Oh, maybe I should go tell Mr. Jellyneck.
No, Jerry, that's all right. I'll tell him. You run along and have fun. Take care of those hands, Jerry. They're my future.
This violin belonged to your grandfather. After he died, it was given to your father. We all know what happened to your father. Now it's yours. Play, Charles. Play. Play, Charles. Play.
Club called, and you left your tape recorder in the ass blaster. They said you can pick it up anytime.
Ah!
Who's that?
See, so I'll get it.
Oh, Mr. Noblet.
Mrs. Blank. May I come in?
Oh, certainly. Come on in. Just stay on the runner.
Mr. Noblet.
Jerry.
Here, we're in the other room. Come on.
Mr. Blank, Mrs. Blank, I stopped by today because I've recently discovered that your child is special.
Yes, Derek has always been exceptional.
I was actually speaking of Jerry.
Oh, that kind of special. We know. Our little fudge pot has made a brave effort to fit in with all the normal students.
You misunderstand me. Jerry here has a very precious gift, and without your permission, I'd like to take her under my wing and make it mine.
Well, if Jerry has a gift, she certainly hasn't unwrapped it. What is it?
Jerry is a violin prodigy.
Ah! Hey, Guy! Mr. Noble, you better go. My husband does not allow violin playing in this house.
Mr. Glass!
Hey, this is a runner! Go! Go! Please!
Daddy, please. Can I please play the violin? Is that not what you don't want me not to do? Look, Daddy, I'm sorry, but I gotta do this. Mr. Noblet says it's my one chance to be something I'm not and will never be.
This violin has passed down a long line of great musicians, Jerry. It was my grandfather's, then my father's. Finally, it was passed down to me. And I, in turn, I'm going to keep it.
Really beautiful.
I know. This is what you're going to play. It's made of drywall or something. I'm not sure. But that's not important. The important thing is, this one's mine. All mine. Say, Jerry, let's strike a little bargain. You put in all the time and all the hard work necessary to win the Tri-County Music Championships, and I promise, in return, to take all the credit.
Hello, Chuck.
Humphrey?
Your little history fingers must be all gooey from sticking them in my musical pie. Jerry, you're going to be late for orchestra practice. Why don't you run along?
But you kicked me off.
Well, I'm kicking you back on.
Stay where you are. You had your chance, Joffrey. Now she's mine.
Jerry's not something you capture, Chuck. You're like a bear trap who's caught its prey, but don't be surprised if she gnaws off her own limb to get away.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, and why not?
Have you seen her teeth? They're practically nubs. She'd never make it through the bone.
Jerry's life should not be about you, Chuck. It should be about me. So think about why you're doing this and what it's doing to us.
Charles, you're out playing ball? A violin.
Oh, Gregory, how's my favorite little woodpecker, huh? What's it like sharing a locker with a child prodigy, huh? From now on, this violin is my whole life.
Jerry, you want to go throw stuff off the overpass?
Hey, yeah, we can throw this off. Hey, I know where we can get some cinder blocks.
Where?
From that Jew. Oh, listen, Orlando, I can't spend any time with you today. I have to go practice this thing I was already brilliant at without any practice.
What, Jerry? Our friendship was a lot more special to you before you became so special.
Cat scratch fever, right away.
Hi, Jerry. How was your first day as an idiot savant?
Wonderful, stepmother. My life's going so much better than your real child, Derek.
Oh, I just thought this little hobby of yours is starting to cut into your chores.
Chores? I'm a child prodigy.
Well, you have your whole life to be a child prodigy. Right now, you've got some work to do, young lady.
But Mr. Noble says that I have to wash my hands.
Well, you can wash your hands as they brush the cat's teeth.
Scabby's teeth? Oh! Come on, Scabby.
Jerry, today we're going to work on Bacchianus Brasileiro's number 5 by Villa-Lobos. The first... God, what a beautiful day.
Nope. Right there.
Ow!
play. My God, my hands!
They're my hands!
What's the difference? What happened?
I had to do some chores.
That is it. You are coming to live with me.
What?
You are beyond chores, Jerry. You are a musical genius, and I am the only one who can help you realize my dreams of yours. The violin is a precious instrument. It's a gift from God that allows us to turn raw feelings and personal information into a valuable... Jerry!
But I want to have fun!
Hey, we all want to have fun. I'm a fun guy! But we've got to stay focused right now, Jerry. We can't let any outside distractions creep in. God, I'm famished. You practice. I'm going to get a turkey wrap.
Will you watch Gregory while I go pack a few things?
Sure, Jerry.
Be careful.
Sure.
A minute.
Plug. I just got 37 in a row. I guess I'm a genius, too.
Yeah, jerking off. Oh, Jerry. It's never an easy time for a mother when a child flies the nest. The thought of Derek leaving home makes me want to weep. Bye, Jerry. Oh, I wanted to give you this.
Oh, Mother. What is it?
It's the laundry. I was hoping you would drop it off at the cleaners. Bye.
I'm leaving now. I sure wish I had your blessing. Daddy, please, say something. I know you haven't touched the violin since Mother died when I ran away 32 years ago. I should go.
All set?
I guess. Hey, where's Gregory?
Oh, he got sleepy, so I put him in the glove compartment.
Well, here we are. Jerry, this is where all the hard work begins. Are you ready to sacrifice everything?
No.
Great, let's get started. New Year, Jerry. Do you have any resolutions?
Yeah, to move
to win the Tri-County Music Championships. Yes, this is mine also. Let's practice.
Look, Mr. Nablet, you only get one chance at childhood, and I don't want to miss out on it a second time. You know, I've really had it. I should listen to my daddy.
Jerry, you have a very precious gift.
Oh, is it so precious? Why don't you take it?
Believe me, Jerry, if I could hack off your arms and attach them to my torso, I would. What a team I'd make.
Crazy.
I'm gonna get that. You do some scales. Practice!
Happy New Year, Chuck.
Happy New Year, Joffrey.
I got you this fun bucket of assorted popcorn.
Thanks.
It's late, Chuck. What do you want?
Why don't you tell me, Joffrey, since you seem to know what's best for everyone?
I've come to stop the madness.
Stay out of this, Joffrey.
I'm already in it.
Stay out of this!
Mr. Jellyneck!
You're pushing her too hard.
Who do you think you're kidding? The only reason you don't want her to compete is that when we win tomorrow, you're gonna look like a fool!
Yes, I will. But even if you do win, Chuck, it won't change the reason why you don't play violin, will it?
Why don't you play the violin?
Why don't you tell her, Chuck? Or maybe I should.
Shut up.
Tell her, Chuck.
Shut up!
Then I'll see it! The reason you don't play violin is...
Shut up!
Play the violin.
Charlatan Elementary. Ouch! Don't quit your day job. Get off. And now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, Flatpoint High's own Geraldine Antonia Blake! There seems to be some problem. I'll be back in a shortly. Where is she now, Blake? The school's honor is riding on this.
He doesn't know.
No. All right, settle down, jackals. It is with deep regret that Black Point High's resident chew-in will not...
I got something to say! I got something to say! I'm sure you all came to hear me express my genius. But I'm not here to express myself. I'm here to say something. I've learned that the violin is an evil instrument that tears people apart. It tore me away from my friends. It tore apart the oddly close relationship of these teachers, who were both married with children. And most important, it tore me away from my dear, loving father. Daddy, wherever you were right. Music is bad. And I'll never play again. So happy New Year. Daddy? Daddy, you're playing! Give me that, you troll! Mr. Noblet,
Go ahead, Chuck. You can. You can do it.
I can play!
Scott, you can play.
You're watching Comedy Central. It's sex, lies, and porno videotapes on Strip Mall, starring Julie Brown. Next.